find out more at joejacktalcum.com or deadmilkman.com. Joe, do you have a song you'd like to play us right now before you play a song written just in the last half hour?
Yeah, I wrote these songs, but I have no way to see the lyrics, so...
Oh, we have a music stand somewhere.
Somewhere there's a music stand. There's a music
stand. It's on the way.
Since there's no music stand, I'll just play one of my own.
I love it. Joe Jack Talcum, live on Prove It All Night. Keep the phones ringing, 800-989-9368.
Hey, kitten. What you doing? Wanna play the guitar? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Why, it's the guitar. Hey, baby, what you doing? Playing with your rattle and your plastic car. You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Why? It's the guitar. Going, I hope you're not going very far. 'Cause what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Tell me, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Hey, what's that sound? It's the guitar. 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 Guitar. It's the guitar. It's the guitar.
Joe Jack Talcum, live in Studio B. 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-WFMU. If you want this gentleman to write you a song, a custom song. When else are we going to do this? We're never going to do it. 800-989-WFMU is the number to call, or pledge us online at WFMU.org. $100 gets you that opportunity. And it gets you my t-shirt too. Nate, what's going on?
Pat, I need to do some quick math real quick.
Told there would be no math.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to set a goal soon, and we're looking real good. But I want to make sure that we are 100% accurate before I come in and tell you where we're at.
Okay.
It's
well,
going to be fantastic. We're going to bring the house down.
I want you to figure that out, and I actually want to go into the first Joe Jack song. Can I do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Absolutely.
This song is called Wally, Wally the Dog. When William Wallace Grouse, you better get out of the house, you robber, you dirty thief. When William Wallace Grouse, you better get out of that house, Willie the dog will give you grief. He's a dog named after Braveheart. He's protective of his masters. He don't take no crap from punkers or even drunkards. So William Wallace Grouse, you better get out of that house, you dirty robber, you dirty thief. You don't want to steal from Stephanie or Benny. Get out of that house or that dog will hurt you plenty. You don't want to purloin any of Stephanie's famous fashions. You certainly don't want to mess with Benny's drums. You'll be sure to face the wrath of Wally's ferocious attack. So get out of the house, don't be dumb. When William Wallace Grouse, you better get out of the house, you robber, you dirty thief. When William Wallace Grouse, you better get out of the house, William Wallace, that dog will give you so much grief.
Oh my God!
That's Wally the dog.
Oh my goodness! 800-989-9368. That could be your song, people. 800-989-WFMU or web pledges at WFMU.org.
It's a Scottish Terrier.
If you want a custom song written about you or your loved one or some event, maybe, that was about a pet named Wally, and it was going out to Benny and Stephanie. You got a song.
This is a... yeah. Getting married in a graveyard. We're getting married in a graveyard. It happens to be where we met. Harry M. Cove Cemetery was where we decided the rest of our lives together should be spent. We both enjoy Peruvian folk music and Mongolian throat singing as well. Yet we're getting married in a graveyard, 'cause that's where we fell under each other's spell. So let the moon shine down on those old tombstones. There's magic in those moonbeams. Let the moon shine down on those old tombstones. There's magic that dances through our bones. We're getting married in a graveyard. For us, it's death till we part. Yeah, we're getting married in a graveyard. It's where our life got a brand new start. So let the moon shine down on those old tombstones. There's magic in those old moonbeams. Let the moon shine down on those old tombstones. It livens up our bones.
Unbelievable. These are like,
we're getting
these are real songs. These are full length,
kind of like
real songs, guys. I assumed that they would be very quick, short little, you know, bumpers almost. And this guy came all the way up here and he's writing real songs. One more round of applause for Joe Jack Talcum in the house. What was that one called, Joe?
That was We're Getting Married in a Graveyard. All it's right. Actually a cemetery, but whatever.
Well, that's for
Janique. Janique, oh, friend of the show, for sure. Helps us out in the live show from time to time. This is unreal. I've already forgotten this. Okay. Oh, do you want to? We could take a break and come back to you if you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I have three more, but I have to get. I don't have music.
That's okay. We're gonna let you tune up and figure out while we go to Nate, and he's gonna tell us that's who, the one, the great one. He's to my left, and he has another batch of songs that he's written just right now in this short time span. Joe, take us away. What's the name of this one?
This one's Surfing Cat.
Surfing Cat.
Yes, somebody requested a song about a cat that surfs and also at the same time eats Doritos. But I thought
that was a joke.
What?
I thought that was a joke. That was a real submission. I'm so sorry, Joe. I'm so sorry that people are wasting your time.
I got the submission. It came in.
So you wrote? You really wrote this? Oh my gosh!
Wait, you didn't want me to write this one?
No, I mean, I'll write. I'll have you. I just had no control over. Take it away, Joe. Okay. Jack talking, everybody.
Okay. I don't know who this one's for, but okay. Let's see. You probably heard of Surfin' Joe. You may have even heard of the Surfin' Cow. But this is a story about a surfin' cat, which I'm going to tell you now. Surfing cat, how about that? This is the saga of the surfing cat. Now this feline fellow is a really cool dude. He can hang 5 and he can even hang 10. He has a predilection for Mexican food. He'll eat a taco and while taking a wave for a spin. Oh, surfing cat, how about that? This is the saga of the surfing cat. Late one June when the surf was up in high tide, he grabbed his board and a taco and took away for a ride. But he choked on a jalapeno and took a spill and got sucked into the ocean in the big kahuna swill. Oh, surfing cat, how about that? This is the saga of the surfing cat. Now all of the folks in the town could hear the tolling of the death bells. The only thing that washed ashore were a couple of Dorito taco shells. Oh, surfing cat, how about that? This is the saga of the surfing cat. That was the saga of the surfing cat.
Unreal! Unreal!
Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was a real submission.
It was.
Okay. No, I just was surprised that I thought somebody had jokingly said that was one of the submissions, but I guess that was really a submission.
I got it.
It just proved that it can be anything, and he will 100% deliver at 800-989-9368. 1-800-989-WFMU is the number to call. If you want a song written by Joe Jack Talcum of the Dead Milkmen, he's in studio right now. He's writing custom songs for $100 so we can raise money for our fundraising drive. That's a lot of drives and raisings, right, Nate? WFMU.org is an alternate web pledge thing.
They met at a bar on Staten Island. Her name was Marissa and his was Brian. She was a flight attendant and he was a firefighter. And ever since that day, their lives got much brighter. Yeah, love is burning in their hearts. Isn't that what life is all about? Yeah, love keeps burning in their hearts. And it's a fire that they don't want to put out. He fights fires in the city while she's a waitress in the sky. He thinks that she's amazingly pretty. He gave her a ring that made her cry. Yeah, love keeps burning in their hearts. Isn't that what life is all about? Yeah, love keeps burning in their hearts. It's a fire that neither one of them wants to put out. Soon they'll be ringing those good old wedding bells. As for the rest of the story, only time will tell. Yeah, it's a little one. Short one.
We can take short ones.
It was called The Love Story of Marissa and Brian, and that's supposedly a true story that's about their life.
I'm editing it right now. You want one? You got one. 800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU. If you want a song written by Joe Jack Talcum of the Dead Milkmen, he's here. He's writing custom songs for $100 pledges or more. And you get my T-shirt premium, which I'm going to put up an image of shortly on the playlist, unless anyone wants to help me out with that in the phone room that knows how to do that. Because I am swamped back here. I can't even leave. I'm trapped. And that's okay. I'll just wave at everybody. There's pizza. Go eat it.
How do I begin to tell you about this girl named Allison? She is not a school teacher, nah, she is not a nun. She is not a... She is not a hairdresser, but she wears a lot of hats. She rides on a moped, and she has a couple cats. Look at those rings and necklaces. Allison made all those. For she's a jewelry maker. She even makes rings for toes. Go into her shop. She will look you with her eyes. She will size you up and help you accessorize. But how do I really tell you about Allison? She is not a nun, but she can be a hell of a lot of fun. You may even see her on a moped in her cummerbund. How do I begin to tell you about this girl named Allison? Not a school teacher, but she's a lot of fun.
It's about Allison.
Yeah, Allison. Listener Allison. She was just here. I'm so bummed Allison. That she missed her own song. Oh, but that was beautiful, Joe.
Okay, that's all I have for now, and I have to go write some more.
Joe Jack Talcum is going to go upstairs. One more round of applause for Joe Jack Talcum coming up here from Philadelphia. He's on his second set. He's going to have at least one more. Maybe take us away on a custom-written set of music.
This is a song called Dune, and it's for Erica in Jersey City. And I co-wrote this song with Kevin because I don't know Dune.
Wait, Kevin Bandon, J.C. Bannon?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, my gosh.
So he lyricized it for me, and here it goes. Is that a sandworm? The ground is shaking. I was soundly sleeping, but the sleeper has awakened. Oh, Dune, it's for you I croon. A planet made of sand I simply cannot understand. Princess, I rule and take my hand. Together we'll rule the wasteland. I'm just a blue-eyed guy named Paul, and I know the spice controls us all, but I can't stand Arrakis or the Harrican who constantly attack us. Old Dune, it's for you I croon. Planet made of sand I simply cannot understand. Princess, rule and take my hand. Together we'll rule the wasteland. I was born of the house of Atreides. This planet is hotter than Hades. But with the help of the spice melange, I can lead the free man with this song.
it's for you.
I croon a planet made of sand I simply cannot understand. Princess Uruland, take my hand. Together we'll rule the wasteland.
Joe Jack Talcum, custom song on Prove It All Night. In his last set of the evening of custom songs written for $100 pledges or more, we'll still take your pledge, folks. It goes to Freeform Radio in all its finest nature here. $75 gets you my premium. We need to hit our goal. We're so close, and we're so close. And it's we have
I don't know who this is.
12 minutes. 12 minutes till the end.
This is bicycle.
12, 13 minutes, guys. We can do this. A pledge of. But anything you can offer at this point, we will happily accept it. 1-800-989-9368.
A couple of quick thanks, maybe?
Why don't we hear another song?
All right, Joe Jack on his next custom song.
Kevin's going to find out who this one was for, but it's called Bicycle for Hummus. And that's what they wanted.
Going out to the New Jersey City.
Okay, we'll tell you.
It's for
Tindra from Morristown. Kindra. Kendra.
And it's called what?
Kendra. Bicycle for Hummus.
Bicycle for Hummus on WFMU. Custom written song by Joe Jack.
Bicycle, bicycle, I wanna ride my bicycle to the Middle Eastern restaurant. When I feel awful, I like to eat falafel. Some delicious hummus would really hit the spot. I get on my fixie and ride it downtown. I throw my fixie down to the ground. 'Cause I can't wait to fill my stomach with hummus. I'm a dumbass for hummus. I'm a dumbass for hummus. I ride my bike to find the food I like, and the food I like is hummus, 'cause I'm a dumbass for hummus.
Unbelievable.
You know, we're running out of time, so. And vegetarians.
The phones are open, 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-WFMU, or pledge us online at WFMU.org. Don't let me down, folks. Do not let me fail on this goal. We have to hit it. We're close, Nate.
We're very close, and we can do this. Everybody, just
please
pick up the phone.
Come on. We're
gently
proving it all night.
1-800-989-9368.
We're not phoning it in. Part of the evening. We're proving it all night. 800-989-9368 or web pledges at WFMU.org. 800-989-9368. Make the phone ring and please, please pledge, folks, for it. If not me, then for Freeform Radio. Come on, Mr. Talcum.
This one's Chico. Somebody wanted a song about Chico, and that's all they said. This is for Roy.
Oh, Chico,
from
California.
Chico. I'm assuming Chico, California.
Yes.
Oops, wrong harmonica. No, we're just not going to have harmonica in this.
We can wait. I'll give out the phone number.
It's
800-989-9368. Please, Bill Gates, if you're listening, we need a big pledge from you, sir, at 800-989-9368. Who else?
I'd like to personally call upon James Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks, to pledge.
Meryl Streep, if you're listening, 800-989-9368. SNL's Tim Meadows, if you're listening, 800-989-9368. What's that?
Bill Murray.
Get out of here, you little pepperoni. That's the line. It's a 7-word Bill Murray impersonation. 800-989-9368.
You haven't lived if you haven't been to Chico. I'm talking about Chico, California, in the Sacramento Valley. Chico is a town where you can get a look, it's a brand new start. Chico, the city of roses. It's where the wagons rolled when the white man ventured west during the Civil War. was called Camp Chico. Oh, Chico, I remember thee. I was sick and tired, and I had to play a show in the town of Chico. In a pizzeria, it was hot and it was crowded, and I could barely sing in the town of Chico, but it was lovely. I remember thee. Chico is a town where you can get a brand new start. Chico, the city of roses. Chico is a town where the wagons rolled in when the white man ventured west. Chico, the city of roses. It's getting late.
It's getting late, folks, but Joe Jack is bringing it hard.
My phones are ringing, and I want to keep them ringing. Let's go
make
around
ring,
the horn.
Folks.
We got two people on the phone right now. Let's get three people
6 minutes left in the program. Are we going to prove it all night, or are we going to go home and go to sleep early? It's 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-WFMU. I don't have to do a show in Monty Hall next week, Nate.